This is the Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Listening Test. Test 2. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You overhear two friends, John and Diane, discussing holiday plans. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, Diane, have you finally decided to come to Hong Kong with us for a holiday? Your flight's reserved. We need to confirm by Wednesday.
Well, John, I've given it some thought, and it's pretty tempting. But it's not that long since I last had a break. I don't know. I still haven't come to any definite decision.
Oh, come on. What's the problem? I know it may seem extravagant, but you told me you'd just been given promotion and a rise. So that can't be an issue, surely.
Well, it's not so much that as my work situation. Taking another break so soon after my promotion might send out the wrong message to my team, although I think my line manager would understand.
Of course. She knows you're a good worker.
Well, I guess I could empty my in-tray in time. My workload's not too heavy just now. It's just that I haven't had much time to get the office organized. And to be honest, one of my colleagues would probably be only too glad to use my absence to further his own position.
Sounds pretty nasty to me. Are you sure you want to carry on working there?
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So, Diane, have you finally decided to come to Hong Kong with us for a holiday? Your flight's reserved. We need to confirm by Wednesday.
Well, John, I've given it some thought, and it's pretty tempting, but it's not that long since I last had a break. I don't know. I still haven't come to any definite decision.
Oh, come on, what's the problem? I know it may seem extravagant, but you told me you'd just been given promotion and a rise, so that can't be an issue, surely.
Well, it's not so much that as my work situation. Taking another break so soon after my promotion might send out the wrong message to my team. Although I think my line manager would understand.
Of course. She knows you're a good worker.
Well, I guess I could empty my in-tray in time. My workload's not too heavy just now. It's just that I haven't had much time to get the office organized. And to be honest, one of my colleagues would probably be only too glad to use my absence to further his own position.
Sounds pretty nasty to me. Are you sure you want to carry on working there?
Extract 2. You overhear two friends discussing a new film. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I hear Joe Schultz's new film, The System, isn't going to be given the 12 certificate he wanted.
So youngsters can't see it? I'm not surprised. The reviewers say that watching the first few minutes is pretty unpleasant. There's a lot of aggression.
That didn't seem to worry the authorities, nor did the strong language, although there's quite a bit of that. But they couldn't take the little bursts of rather tense music. Makes your hair stand on end, apparently.
Interesting. Anyway, I don't think the storyline's really suitable for young children. Too much delving into people's thoughts and motives.
True. You've read the book?
Oh, yeah, great page-turner. I had no idea what the final outcome would be.
Oh, I guessed. I love the way the author uses dialect all the way through. A bit out of the ordinary.
Takes some getting used to, but it's decidedly different. You can't really believe the prince is based on a real person from the past, though, can you?
I thought he did come over well, considering how little we know about people from that era.
We'll go and see the film, won't we?
Definitely.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
I hear Joe Schultz's new film, The System, isn't going to be given the 12 certificate he wanted.
So youngsters can't see it? I'm not surprised. The reviewers say that watching the first few minutes is pretty unpleasant. There's a lot of aggression.
That didn't seem to worry the authorities, nor did the strong language, although there's quite a bit of that. But they couldn't take the little bursts of rather tense music. Makes your hair stand on end, apparently.
Interesting. Anyway, I don't think the storyline's really suitable for young children. Too much delving into people's thoughts and motives.
True. You've read the book?
Oh, yeah, great page-turner. I had no idea what the final outcome would be.
Oh, I guessed. I love the way the author uses dialect all the way through. A bit out of the ordinary.
Takes some getting used to, but it's decidedly different. You can't really believe the prince is based on a real person from the past, though, can you?
I thought he did come over well, considering how little we know about people from that era.
We'll go and see the film, won't we?
Definitely.
Extract 3. You hear an interview with the architect, Ingrid Chapman, who's talking about an office building she has recently designed. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Ingrid Chapman, tell us about this new office block.
It has enormous glass walls, because transparency was paramount in the brief I received from my clients. That gives it an airy, spacious feel inside. The three floors all open onto a cavernous central hall, and this is what's crucial for me. There are so many reasons for people to meet there. Have a coffee, gossip, discuss formal matters in an informal setting. I force them to do these things by locating most of the services they need in this area. Toilets, photocopying, cafe, etc.
Forgive me, but there'll be company executives listening who are saying, that's all very well if you're able to design a brand new building from scratch. What would you say to them?
Commission me to come up with a scheme for a replacement, for example? No, seriously. It doesn't require much. A little creativity, that's all. Underused areas can be refurbished. Art hung on the walls, that sort of thing. And a questionnaire can be sent to all personnel to get their reactions to any changes you've made. Good morale facilitates productivity.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Ingrid Chapman, tell us about this new office block.
It has enormous glass walls, because transparency was paramount in the brief I received from my clients. That gives it an airy, spacious feel inside. The three floors all open onto a cavernous central hall, and this is what's crucial for me. There are so many reasons for people to meet there. Have a coffee, gossip, discuss formal matters in an informal setting. I force them to do these things by locating most of the services they need in this area. Toilets, photocopying, cafe, etc.
Forgive me, but there'll be company executives listening who are saying, that's all very well if you're able to design a brand new building from scratch. What would you say to them?
Commission me to come up with a scheme for a replacement, for example? No, seriously. It doesn't require much. A little creativity, that's all. Underused areas can be refurbished. Art hung on the walls, that sort of thing. And a questionnaire can be sent to all personnel to get their reactions to any changes you've made. Good morale facilitates productivity.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.